it's important to everyone because of the fact that it will provide supportive service agencies, case managers, other coalition members, and the like with tools and resources to help provide services to clients. And then it's equally important to clients because a lot of times if they don't connect with our office or other agencies, they now have the opportunity to learn some things on their own, and it may also convince them as to why it is important to link with our office.
How will this conference help reduce the recidivism rate?
It will provide them with linkage to tools and resources that they may not be aware of that can lead to how to get opportunities at employment and how to attach to resources that can help with some of those other barriers that they're faced with when they're released.
What are some of the typical problems that ex-offenders face when reentering society? What topics will you address?
The biggest things that we see, obviously, are employment and housing. They seem to go hand in hand. We're going to cover both of those topics in different forums, talking about career development and how to prepare for employment. And then housing, we've got a great housing model here in Montgomery County where we're going to share information about that with them. And we're going to provide a bunch of other resources for them that help with that employment barrier.
What organizations are taking part in the conference?
There's a number of different ones. Our statewide coalition, which is the Ohio Association of Local Reentry Coalitions, that brings coalitions from across the state together so people who are in other counties can get services. We'll also have like the Ohio BMV to help with reinstatement situations. We'll have child support. We'll have Sinclair Community College, who's also one of our hosts, is going to be there to talk about career services. Obviously, our office, several other Montgomery County agencies, and just a number of community-based programs as well that can provide support.
And the conference will be held at Sinclair Community College on Friday, May 2nd from 8 to 3. Who can come?
Everybody. Everybody's welcome. Clients, family members, case managers, supportive service agencies, other coalitions or folks thinking about starting a coalition to provide supportive services. Anybody who's impacted by reentry is welcome to attend.
And there's no charge?
No. Everything's free. Parking's included. No charge for tables. If anybody wants to be a vendor, there's no cost for that. And we'll even have some refreshments so they don't have to leave.
Why do you think there's such a social stigma attached to people who have been incarcerated? They've done their time and they've paid their debt to society, right?
Yes, they have. And I think that, honestly, there's a fear of the unknown. A lot of people just categorically put people into a box and believe that every ex-offender is the same, every crime is the same, and there's really just there's more knowledge, and that's one of the things that we're working on too, is to provide some public education and some advocacy on behalf of ex-offenders.
You can find out how to get more information about the Ohio Reentry Best Practice Partnership Conference on our website at wnku.org under local news. Amy Piner, thanks for sharing your insight.
Thank you.